listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, are you following the rules for marketing Medicare plans? We're sharing the answers to frequently asked compliance questions to help you ensure you stay on good terms with CMS. ASG, Episode 121. Are your Medicare marketing materials compliant? Written by Blaine Waterloo. Insurance companies and agents are tasked with remaining compliant with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services while marketing their services. It makes sense on the surface, but the details may need some clarifying. When getting creative with marketing materials, agents still have to be mindful of how they're representing themselves as it pertains to the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, the MCMGs, as well as other requirements. Let's go over a few common compliance questions and answers. First, what's required of agents before engaging in Medicare marketing or sales? CMS states that only agents who are licensed, certified, or registered under state law are permitted to market an insurance company's Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. Agents are also required to complete the insurance company's annual mandatory certification processes for the carriers they wish to represent. Only after an agent is trained and certified to understand the rules, regulations, and specific Medicare product details can a carrier confirm an agent's ready-to-sell status. So, how do you become certified? For each carrier you plan to market, you must complete that company's annual certification process. It's important to check with each company's specific requirements as the processes vary. Each company may also have a different notification method to inform you that you're ready to sell, so it's wise to check on their specified system for confirmation as well. Ritter's Certification Center can help to navigate some of these companies' requirements. We update it regularly, and we will make sure that link is in our show notes for you. Next, while running a website, can you reference a Medicare Advantage plan's marketing materials and the trademarks of the companies you represent? No. Agents cannot reference a specific Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan's marketing materials or use an insurance company's trademark on their site. When a plan-specific or company-specific reference is used regarding a Medicare plan, it's considered that company's marketing material. It's like forging a signature or fabricating a quote. If it wasn't approved or provided by the company, it's not okay to use it. Additionally, if you want to reference any Medicare Advantage plan information or the insurance company logo on your website, you must work with the specific insurance company to obtain their prior approval. What if you're doing a direct mailer? Can you reference Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan info on direct mail marketing material? No, and that's for the same reasons we just specified in the answer to the previous question. Anytime a plan-specific reference is made on marketing materials, it's considered that company's materials. CMS does allow brand promotion, but not specific product references, and prior approval of using the carrier's logo or name is required. It is possible, though, to use a specific company's pre-approved marketing materials. Note that generic direct mail marketing material without any plan or company-specific information does not require prior approval, provided all other marketing guidelines are met. Lastly, can you say Medicare on your marketing materials? According to Section 1140 of the Social Security Act, it is forbidden to use words or symbols, including Medicare, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Department of Health and Human Services, or Health and Human Services, in a way that would indicate the approval, endorsement, or authorization of Medicare or any other government agency. Additionally, agents should not use the word Medicare on their business card in any fashion that suggests they represent Medicare, like putting the words expert or specialist behind it. As we mentioned earlier, what we've gone over today is just a sampling of common compliance questions about marketing Medicare. There is a lot more to Medicare compliance, and we've covered that topic in quite a few episodes of our Agent Survival Guide podcast. To learn more about keeping your marketing materials and practices compliant, refer to our show notes for the links to the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines and episode 5 of this podcast, The Do's and Don'ts of Medicare Compliance. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We would love it if you would take a moment to share this episode on your social accounts with our hashtag ASGPodcast. Feel free to tag us too. We will make sure to give it a like. We are Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for your support and thanks for listening. We will see you next episode.